Coffee Conversations with Cinti is brought to you by Influential, the new strategic consultancy that takes the guesswork out of influencer marketing for your brand. We provide much-needed strategic crafted frameworks on how to implement campaigns specific to your brand needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous edition of Coffee Conversations with Cinti. And as usual, I've got a special guest today. She is South Africa's favorite local actress. Simpiwe Ngema, welcome to it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Who is Sims Ngwenya? I know everybody calls you Sims.
Yeah, Sims Ngema. I am an actress. I'm a performer. I'm an entertainer in general. I'm a musician. And that's who I am. I love performance. I've always loved entertainment. I'm also an aunt.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a whole lot of responsibility.
Yes, it's a lot of responsibility. Yeah. And it's something that I really love and I'm passionate about.
Which productions are you on at the moment?
At the moment, I'm on Isidingo, and I've also just released my single called Tola Kona.
Okay.
Which is out on all digital platforms.
All right.
Yeah.
What, in your view, is a celebrity?
A celebrity is a person that has lived a life that is worth celebrating.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people use the word celebrity so loosely. I believe that Mandela was a celebrity because he lived a life that was worth celebrating. He changed people's lives. He influenced people's lives. And for me, if you're an entertainer and you're not able to do that, then I feel like you don't qualify to be celebrated.
Okay, that's quite deep. And influencer?
An influencer, well, I feel like there's two definitions nowadays.
Okay,
of influencer.
Okay.
Number one would be obviously the general influencer that we know, that it's maybe on social media that influences people to buy brands or introduces people to different brands.
Okay.
And then there's an influencer of life. A person who encourages people, it could be they could be using their social media to do that, or they could just be doing it with their lives in general, with how they live their lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you participated in any exciting influencer marketing campaigns?
Of course. You know, as a brand, you grow, and obviously there are other brands that want to be associated with you.
Yeah.
You know. So the biggest brand that I'm currently working with is Dr. P Aesthetics.
Okay.
For me, it was very authentic because I've always had a skin problem. So,
all right.
With them helping my skin, it seemed authentic to me, and I wanted to see if it will really work before I can even sell it to people, before I can even influence people to follow the brand and to use the brand.
How important is that for you to be able to influence people, that authenticity?
For me, authenticity is everything.
Because I have to catch you, but because most of the time we see people just getting paid, and we know there's a disconnect between who they are and what they are selling.
Definitely. For me, being authentic is very important. Number one, I have to choose a brand that is in line with who I am and what I do. So if it's a brand that I can't relate to, that is not relatable, then I feel like it loses the authenticity.
Okay.
I always tell people that my page on Instagram is not fake. It's not a page where I'm looking perfect every day. You know, it's a page where I feel like people need to know who I am. Some days I'll have no makeup on. Some days I'll just be with my nephew and niece, because I want it to be authentic. I want my brand to be relatable, and I want people to say, I could be a Simpiwe Ngema. That is very important to me. And I want people to be able to say, irrespective of what I go through, because Simpiwe Ngema has conquered, I can also conquer. Yeah. If I'm not a relatable brand, then it almost seems plastic. Then people are not able to say, I can be that person.
Yeah.
I can grow to be a Simpiwe Ngema. So for me, it's very important.
Do you think you've been successfully able to influence a decision to, say, purchase a product, or to change perception about a brand, or just to influence how people act through your I wouldn't say your influencer marketing, but just through your influence?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. So one of the things that I did with Dr. P Aesthetics was have a bare face with my pimples before I started the actual journey, the skin journey. And I did that because I wanted people to see the real effect of the products that were used and my skin journey. I didn't want it to, you know how we get those ads where they use people that already have great skin.
Yeah.
And they use people and they put makeup on them and they're like, okay, this is how your skin is going to look if you are using our product, which is not real, which is not authentic.
Yeah.
So I needed to show people that, guys, yes, I've got a skin problem.
Yeah.
And obviously, there was backlash, you know, every like here and there where people were like, oh my gosh, how could you do that? How could you be like that on Instagram? But it's real. It's authentic for
yeah.
me. So then people followed my skin journey and they were able to see that, oh wow, her skin is improving. So this thing really works. And they've had a number of customers and clients from my page that
okay.
were like, oh, we've seen that it works for Sims, so we also want to try it out.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And what does the influencer channel mean to your business? Is it becoming a revenue stream?
Definitely. It's become a revenue stream. I mean, if you have over a million followers and you're not doing anything to make it work for you, whether financially or otherwise, or with growing your work,
yeah.
or marketing your work, you know, then what's the point?
Yeah.
I feel like what's the point of having 1.3 million followers and I'm not getting anything from it, you know? So whatever I need to sell, especially with my music, you know, these days, it's not just the radio, it's not just the television. We need to take advantage of all revenue, of all ways of selling yourself.
Yeah.
And that's where we make our money.
Do you feel under pressure to always participate in one campaign or the other? Or you're just out there being your authentic self?
I don't feel pressure at all.
Yeah.
You know, I always do whatever I need to do. You know, I always do what works for me. If I don't feel like the brand works for me, I'm not going to post.
Okay.
Or if I don't feel like posting that day,
yeah,
I won't post because it just feels so fake and people easily see it because there's so much fake in our society nowadays.
You're
if
telling
you're
me.
Authentic, it's something different and people are drawn to authenticity. And
okay.
that's what most influencers don't realize. That yes, it's great to see your nice shoes and your bags and your whatever brands that you're selling, but people want to know the person behind the brand.
Okay. And with social media putting you in the spotlight, have you had to manage your persona closely? Do you look out for it?
Not really.
Yeah.
Because I've become myself everywhere.
Okay.
I've never
regardless
wanted,
of,
regardless of
the channel
of the
regardless
channel.
Of, yeah.
Exactly. Because also I realized that it's the only place where I can be myself as an actress. Because people see me as a Pindi on Isidingo, as a Tuli
okay, so you,
on
you're
Mobamo.
Playing so much
so
make-believe.
Exactly. So I can't play make-believe
yeah.
even in my real life.
Yeah.
You know, so I've never felt the pressure to be anything else but myself.
Yeah. And how has your personal life impacted the story that you portray and tell through your social media assets and in life in
yes.
general?
Yes, I think you guys know that I'm a widow. I'm a young widow. And I've used my social media to live my truth. And that has influenced
yeah.
so many young widows
yeah.
to a point that I've had to even start an event where
okay.
We have a group of widows, young widows, divorcees, and all women that
yeah.
are facing challenges that can come together and speak about the challenges that we face as young widows, challenges that we face as young divorcees. And
yeah.
that all came from me living my truth on my social media. I was able to influence other people and say, you know what, you can do it.
Yeah. Do you find it's therapeutic to be able to be in a group of people who share that common cause.
Definitely,
so
definitely it is. Because
so you're helping and they're helping.
Yes,
too.
Yes. Yeah. Because then you walk out realizing that you are not the only one in the world that is facing something so tragic.
Yeah.
There are other people, and there are other people that are facing even worse things that you are.
All right. So you're using your celebrity for good, like you.
Exactly, and that's what my brand is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do the make-believe characters that you portray on television and everywhere else then impact the way you interact with your audiences?
Honestly, the only thing is people know me because of those brands. People know me because they see me on TV. People know me because of the characters that I play.
Yeah.
But in my daily life,
they
don't influence me in any way. You know, for me, being an actress is a job.
Yeah.
And it's not more or less of anything. It's just mainly that. It just so happens that my job is viewed by so many people, has an audience, you know. But for me, it's a job.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you feel that it's possible to work with so many brands or too many brands and still be able to maintain your authenticity?
It's working with a lot of brands at the same time is very tricky.
Okay.
You know, like I said, for me, when I look at a brand, when a brand approaches me and say, we want to work with Simpiwe, I have to look at what the brand stands for first before I decide.
Okay.
So a lot of brands would not, I wouldn't be able to align with my brand. Because we have different beliefs. For instance, I would not be able to endorse an alcohol brand because I don't drink. So it doesn't work for me, you know. If for instance I'm working with brands like skin brand, a car brand or whatever, something that I can be able to incorporate in what I do and in who I am, then that would work, you know. So as influencers, you have to be able to choose brands carefully. Because another thing, if you work with too many brands, the brands themselves get nervous because they're like, there's too many of us.
Yeah.
You know, how
divided
are we?
Attention.
Yes. And yes. And how then are you able to market the brand to the best of your ability if there are so many brands that you are marketing? You know,
yeah.
Then it becomes too much for you as a person as well.
Yeah.
You know.
And do you think influencer marketing will continue to grow, or at some point we're just going to see this tank?
No. Yeah. I think it has grown and it will continue to grow.
Yeah.
And brands unfortunately have to adjust.
Yeah.
You know, technology is changing. There are different ways now of marketing, of advertising, and people literally have to adjust and be able to use the different channels that are coming up to advertise.
Being in the public space, you obviously everybody's looking up to you, especially the young ones.
Yeah.
What advice would you have for them, especially those that are suddenly getting attention on social media? How do they manage that and package that so that they are able to then plug into brands?
Number one, it really breaks my heart to see how much pressure there is on social media.
Right.
And how much people are just living for social media. I believe social media needs to work for you, not the other way around. You shouldn't work for social media unless it's your job, you know. If you're a young person, you have to realize that you need to be real. You need to be true to who you are. A lot of people are living beyond their means because of social media.
Yeah.
A lot of people are trying to fit in because of social media. And we're living in a society that has so much depression because of that. So you need to find yourself, find who you want people to see. And become that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sims, thank you so much for joining us and for telling us what your story is, both in your social life and in your acting life and everywhere else. And thank you for being a tool for change and helping people really come to grips with who they are and to to breathe in a way that makes them grow as better people. But thank you so much for joining us.
Please don't forget to like our new Facebook page and to hit the subscribe button on iTunes and Spotify. Until next time, we have to love you and leave you. But thank you so much for joining us.